is 2:52. It is 53 degrees outside, and I am enjoying this. This is my favorite part of the show. I get to talk to my friend Steve Thompson, who has a whole show coming up next. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, Shalada. I look forward to the show today, and I've enjoyed your show, as always. Hey, great work on what you've done all over the country, providing these locks to protect kids. It's just great work.
You know, I'm going to be in London, Ohio next weekend. That's where I'm going to be doing my show from. I just told my kids. I just booked my ticket. I'm leaving Thursday. And it's finally a happy story, Steve. You know, 99.9% of the time when these kids get out of the house and they run while the parents are asleep, they go right to a lake or a creek or a bayou, and it's a wrap. But this time the kid was running down the street. The police just happened to be doing patrols on that block. They saw that kid running at full speed, flapping his hands in the middle of the night, no shoes, no socks, in his pajamas. They busted Yui. They got there. He had just jumped into the creek. They were able to pull him out. He is alive. I'm going to go hug his mama. I'm going to high five his daddy, Steve, because when I go out, I'm usually meeting a mother who's giving me a teddy bear or a blanket or talking to me about how they had to bury their child or giving me a funeral arrangement. This is going to be the first time, Steve, when I go to give locks away, that I'm going to actually get to meet the child and the parents, and the baby's still alive. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a tremendous cause.
I tell you, and you know, just trying to let the Lord use me. The Lord need to use me to go talk to the Netflix people, because I'm going to tell you something right now, Steve Thompson. My daddy is upset. He signed up for Netflix so he could watch this fight last night, and everybody did too, and everybody's Netflix was crashing.
Yeah, my daughter tried to watch. I saw on social media that it was just, I really had no interest in the fight itself. Here's some young loudmouth against an old man. I mean, Mike Tyson was great in the day, but I mean, he's a kid.
Yeah.
Against an old man. I mean, come on.
So
I had no interest in actually seeing the fight, but she had all sorts of problems. She's got a Netflix thing, and I just said, you're going to have nothing but trouble. And here's the thing. This is kind of the draw or dry run for not one, but two NFL games on Christmas Day that are going to be exclusively on Netflix. They better get it figured out.
Steve, they don't have no more dry runs. They need another practice. They need to see if they can borrow an NBA game or something, or a G League game, or get some WNBA players to do a scrimmage or something, because they got to do another practice. Because if this was it, if this was the final before they pull the trigger on these NFL games, they're going to be toast. People are going to be pissed. It's a Christmas Day football game, and y'all playing around like that?
Right, and it's not like it's a free thing where, oh, you watch free on the stream, it didn't work. People are paying their hard-earned money, and that's where that line gets crossed, and people are going to want their money back.
My daddy already want his money back, Steve, because that's the only reason he signed up, was to watch this fight, because he's a big, you know, old school boxing fan, and to watch that football game. He ain't need no Netflix.
Yeah, I just would like to see Paul fight someone his age who's an accomplished fighter.
No, he's not going to do that, because then he's going to get beat up.
Mike Tyson's an old man. I mean, kid against old man, it's just,
I just, you know, Paul's not going to fight anybody because he's not a real fighter. So, you know, why would he want to get knocked out? He could do these gimmicky, you know, fights that draw a lot of media attention, that people, you know, are going to be hyped about, that's not really for real boxing. But he don't want to fight no real boxing to get knocked out. Then all his money's gone. Then, he's got no hook.
Yeah, I'm not going to contribute to it. Carl, I feel bad for your dad. Erin gave up. She tried. She just went and did something else. she was done.
Oh, shucks. Well, we are done, but feel good. Steve Thompson is coming up next. You guys have a great weekend. I'll be live next weekend from London, Ohio.